John chapter 8. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught committing adultery in the very act. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?" But they said this to tempt him, so that they might have reason to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote with his finger on the ground. But when they persisted in questioning him, he stood up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they heard that, they went out one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman stood where she was, in the midst. And Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on sin no more." Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Pharisees then said to him, "You are testifying concerning yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I testify concerning myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father who sent me. And in your law also it has been written that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who testifies concerning myself, and the Father who sent me testifies concerning me." They said then to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. He said therefore again to them, "I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." The Jews then said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? For he says, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" And he said to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins." They said then to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Altogether that which I also tell you. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and what I have heard from him, these things I speak to the world." They did not understand that he was speaking to them of the Father. Jesus, therefore, said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and that I do nothing from myself. But as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone. For I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he spoke these things, many believed into him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's seed, and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you shall become free? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin, and the slave does not abide in the house forever. The Son does abide forever. If therefore the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak the things which I have seen with my Father. So then, you also do the things which you have heard from your father. They answered and said to him, Our father is Abraham. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the works of your father. They then said to him, We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I came forth out from God and have come from him, for I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speaking? It is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks it out of his own possessions, for he is a liar, and the father of it. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? Since I speak truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them, because you are not of God. The Jews answered and said to him, Have we not spoken well in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks glory for me and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall by no means see death forever. The Jews, therefore, said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets too. Yet you say, If anyone keeps my word, he shall by no means taste death forever. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets died too. Who are you making yourself? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father, Abraham, exulted that he would see my day, and he saw it and rejoiced. The Jews then said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham came into being, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus was hidden and went out of the temple.